Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. I'm still trying to catch up on everything. We're going to get back to a more timely update schedule soon, I promise. For now, here's yesterday's headlines. Just a reminder that there are only about 10 days left before Mike's primary race against McGrath and Booker to see whether we get a candidate that has any chance of defeating Mitch McConnell or whether we are doomed to another 6 years of legislative dictatorship. If you have any time to donate, there is no greater cause and no more vital time to volunteer. Link below. Jonathan Herzog's race against Nadler is coming up on the same time scale, as well as Blair Walsingham, who's trying to raise just $3,000 for yard signs. We got one Yang Gang elected. Let's keep the ball rolling. Republicans in Congress and the White House are once again dragging their feet on further economic stimulus. They have decided not even to reconvene to speak about it until the end of next month, because they apparently are having another recess until then, which will be just 10 days before eviction, UI, and other protections for Americans expire. These people have recess more often than the school I used to work at. What the hell are they doing to earn these cushy salaries being paid for by our tax dollars? Worse, Republicans are saying that the economic data is encouraging because unemployment numbers were better than expected and because much of the stimulus money hasn't been spent, leading them to think further stimulus might not be necessary. Okay, so first, unemployment is still horrific and will not fully recover for many years. Second, much of the first stimulus still hasn't reached Americans. Third, if anyone is saving their stimulus money, it's because they're afraid to spend it because they don't know if any more is coming. The only way to restore consumer demand is by guaranteeing an income that people can count on so they will spend. Why do I always end up asking myself whether these people are intentionally screwing the country or just incompetent? There was a fatal shooting in Atlanta, Georgia, of a man who was sleeping in his car in a parking lot. Police came to deal with it. They ended up in a scuffle, and the man was shot after making off with a cop's taser and turning it toward the officers from far away. At least that's the report so far. Video has yet to be released. This seems to me a prime example of a case where a social worker should have been sent instead of police officers. This started with a likely homeless person sleeping in a car overnight. There was no violence, no risk to the public, no emergency, no need for brute force, and it escalated to a killing, facilitated by the weapons brought to the scene by police. This is exactly what defund the police advocates mean when they talk about police being used for situations that they aren't suited for. This man needed help, not a bullet. If you haven't heard, there's a minor rebellion going on in the city of Seattle. Six blocks of downtown have been claimed by protesters after the police, following days of protest, were ordered to abandon their precinct in the area to reduce tensions. The zone, now known as the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ for short, is now a mix of street party, film festival, protest, and agriculture. Of course, it's also become a target of Trump, Fox News, and other right-wing alarmists to point to as a prime example of terrorists taking over the country. No, there has not been any violence or terrorizing going on, but yes, the alarmists have been making up stories to support that narrative, including spreading rumors of businesses being extorted for protection money, despite authorities and business owners denying any evidence of that. Anyway, it's an interesting twist to the protests. The residents do not want any police in the zone, and since the police left, it's been a very peaceful and festive atmosphere. There are clearly a lot of creative types, and today they added a new work, painting Black Lives Matter in large print across roughly a block of street, but with much more style than in DC. Every letter is uniquely decorated with artwork. It's quite beautiful. Check it out in the links. It remains to be seen what the outcome of this will be, but the protesters seem to be settling in for the long haul, even starting a large vegetable garden in a small park. Strange times. In an epic meeting of the four Yangs, we have an interview today between Vets for Yang and Nerds for Yang. Who will four Yang the best? You'll have to tune in to find out. Forward Kentucky also interviewed Scott on UBI, the economic crisis, and how it all affects Kentucky. Lastly, Income Movement has posted an article on how to handle the growing likelihood of multiple UBI candidates competing against one another in the future, as we're seeing even now with Mike and Booker. The article's broad conclusions are that we should support diverse candidates in every sense of the word, not discriminate against candidates who weren't part of the original Yang Gang, instead judging them on their policy and character, not fall into purity tests of demanding the entire community support particular candidates, or act toxic toward those who disagree which candidate to support, and basically judge people on merit, focus on building rather than tearing down, keep the community open, inclusive, and wholesome, as Yang exemplifies and as we have all done to grow up to this point. Always ask yourself if what you're doing or saying is encouraging more people to join the movement. Be the Humanity First movement where people go for a positive vision of the future and a community that champions unity and mutual respect. You can find the entire article below. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Help Mike and others in their final push to the finish line. Tell Republicans in the White House and Congress what you think of their economic assessment. Help spread the word on coordinating with protesters to give the movement clear policy goals. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget to Yang Daily.